This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Huge news out of the NFL. It impacts your Houston Texans. Maybe not negatively. Maybe a dream that we had might be more alive than it was before. But first, we got to meet the newest participant of Pong Bowl and Team In the Loop. Figgy says this is a surprise. Identify yourself. We already got four. Who is the fifth member of Team In the Loop?
It is your boy Gupta.
Oh, snap. Okay, okay. Gupta, can you play?
I can play, man. I played back in my heyday. I used to throw the pong balls into the beer cups all day, every day.
Gupta, I'm not addressing you unless you address me correctly the first time.
Oh, hello, Mr. Robert. Hello, this is Gupta. How are you, sir?
He must be working.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think he worked.
Okay, good deal. Well, we got a squad, man.
All right, Gupta. Looking forward to it, man.
Looking forward to it, guys.
I appreciate it. All right, now to that breaking news out of the NFL that impacts your Houston Texans. This courtesy of ESPN's Adam Schefter. We've talked about this offseason about the Texans trading for Arizona Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson. Well, Patrick Peterson is going to miss the first six games of the season because he violated the NFL's PED policy. John Lopez, your immediate reaction to this, because I think I have a different reaction than you do to this news.
I got two. The first one is that this is clearly you dodging a bullet with Patrick Peterson for not having traded him. The first one is football related for the team that we follow the closest, and that's the Houston Texans. I think you might have a different view than that, but I think you dodged an absolute bullet because it's six games. It originally was reported as eight games. It's six games that he's suspended. And then the second one is this. I hate to say it quite so bluntly, but in terms of paychecks, you're better off as an NFL player being charged with domestic violence than taking Adderall. You're better off. You're better off being charged with domestic violence than taking Adderall or another PED.
Still, you think?
Who's getting suspended?
I mean, Kareem Hunt missed. He got cut last year, and then he's missing the first six.
Yeah,
this year.
He was the extreme. No, he's a lot of these guys are. Where's Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill's about to get cut. We know that.
Is he?
Yeah, he's about to get cut. You know that. But that's neither here nor there.
Right. That was just my initial thought.
I look at this. Yeah, you threw a flame at me there, John Lopez. I don't really know what to say about that. I'd have to think about that. Landry Locker, John Lopez. If you're just tuning in, Patrick Peterson suspended the first six games of the season for violating the NFL's PED policy. He's dropped his appeal, so he's going to serve the six games. No word on what exactly he tested positive for, but he has 2 years remaining on his contract. He's going to make about $11 million this season, $12 million in 2020. I know a lot of people were wanting the Texans to trade for Patrick Peterson. I was one of those guys. Sean was one of those guys. I actually think this makes it make more sense for the Texans to trade for Patrick Peterson. And I'm going to tell you why, because number one, when we were originally talking about this, we were talking about a guy who was disgruntled with the organization. We didn't know whether he was going to show up to OTAs. We even talked about it yesterday. And we were talking about a guy that you would trade for and you didn't know what the price tag was going to be. There was a debate. Would you trade your first round pick? Would you trade a second? Would you trade a second and change? What would you do? The price drops now because he's going to miss six games. I don't know if you have to wait till after he's suspended to be able to trade for him, but the price is going to drop. That's just a fact. Number two, I don't think you're going to have to give him a new contract now because of this situation.
No, that's
because
fair.
He has suspended the first six games.
Yeah.
So to me, right now, Brian Gain, it makes a lot more sense to try to get Patrick Peterson now than it did before because the price is going to be cheaper. He's not going to get another contract. And you pick up this guy 6 weeks, week seven, I think it makes more sense now to trade for him. I don't know if you can trade for him while he's going to be suspended, but I would go ahead and pick up that phone right now.
I could see your point. I don't think it's a bad one. I just don't agree. I think you can make that case. I think the bigger case is you dodged a bullet. His guy's not going to play for 6-7 weeks for sure. He's still going to be disgruntled in terms of wanting a contract. Now you'll have leverage over him, as you just mentioned, and say, look, we can't have you suspended for a year next time or whatever the next step is. I think it's a year. But either way, I think you dodged a bullet. And you can't wait 6 or 7 weeks. You just can't.
Well, you can if you already built your secondary without counting on him. Like, it'd be one thing if the Texans had traded for him and then this news came out, but I think it makes more sense because you've already brought in some cornerbacks and you have it there, so you're just adding him to the mix. It's not like you traded a first or second round pick for Patrick Peterson and then all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, man, what are we going to do now? The draft has come and gone, free agency's come and gone. What the hell are we going to do? I think the fact that you've already functioned as if you're not going to have him makes it even make more sense. So the three reasons just to revisit, and if you're just tuning in, Patrick Peterson suspended for PEDs, going to miss the first 6 games. Number one, it's cheaper. Number two, you're not going to have to give him a new contract. Number three, you've already built your secondary, so you're just adding him to the mix at that cheaper price. It makes more sense now than ever for the Texans to, if they have to wait till after he's suspended, that's one thing. But I think Patrick Peterson being a Houston Texan makes more sense now than it did yesterday.
I think you dodged a bullet unless.
Unless. Dot, dot, dot.
All right. Unless you get into camp, you get into the preseason, and you're like, Aaron Colvin is not going to get any better. Or Bradley Roby was a mistake. Or Lonnie Johnson was a bad draft pick. If you start seeing these guys in real action, live action, and you're like, okay, well, you know, the three guys that we're counting on, you know, being an immediate, cause you're not going to, I mean, Jonathan Joseph is, you know, he's got the fountain of youth, you know, in his backyard. He's not going anywhere. So he's in there. Now he might miss some reps here and there or whatever, get hurt. But if you get into camp in the preseason and you're like, okay, Aaron Colvin all of a sudden sucks, you know, he just wasn't good last year, and he's not getting any better this year. Or Bradley Roby or Lonnie Johnson. Then maybe you kind of, you know, piece it together for a few weeks until you can get Patrick Peterson.
But this is the other thing, though, man, is Patrick Peterson's not just someone that would help you this year with your secondary.
Yeah.
Bradley Roby's on the one-year deal you just mentioned. He's got Peterson has 2 years left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Joseph's 35 years old. He's on the final year of his deal. So if you do bring in Patrick Peterson, you're not necessarily just bringing him in for this year. You're bringing him in for next year, and you're bringing in one of the best cornerbacks in the league who these are going to be the first 6 games he's ever misses in his entire career. Like, this is the first six. And the other thing, when we talk about the Houston Texans and we talk about their image, we talk about their reputation, we talk about them not rolling the dice on certain guys, this is the one thing that I don't think the Texans can basically turn their nose up at PEDs. You had Dwayne Brown suspended a couple times for it. Brian Cushing's back in your building.
My boy plays for him, Cush.
I don't think you can turn your nose up at this. I really do think Brian Gaines should inquire about this. I think the price, I think it could be as low as a third-round pick, especially given the past, before this even came out, that Patrick Peterson has made it clear he doesn't want to be there. Make the call, Brian.
The one shady character trait that the Texans have been able to put up with and have proven to put up with is PEDs. I mean, not only was Brian Cushing suspended, you hired him back after he retired to be a coach in the weight room. By the way, you the guy that got busted for PEDs working in the training room, and you've mentioned some others as well, Dwayne Brown, etc. So they'll put up with that in terms of their image and character and all that stuff, but. So Patrick Peterson could be on the table, but I think they're gonna have to see how these guys perform.
Make it happen. Yeah. Even if they perform well, just make your secondary even better.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be fresh, too. You know, Patrick Peterson's going to be hot and ready week 7. It's not like he's going to have to find his legs. I fully anticipate him to stay in shape. Look, Brian Gaines not the only guy that has a brain and can think like this. I would expect other teams that were considering trading for Patrick Peterson, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs or somebody, to get on the phone and call him, because – price is going down, and when crunch time goes, what, you know how they divide the season into quarters?
Yeah.
You would have Patrick Peterson for that third and fourth quarter of the NFL season. I think it only makes sense, so I would go ahead and do it. 713-572-4610 to get in. Patrick Peterson suspended for PED. Should Brian Gain make that call now? I think it makes more sense than it did yesterday to do it today. I think the price is lower, and I think the Texans can get a bargain for a guy with 2 years remaining on his contract and not have to give him one. Let's go to Pave Tex. What do you want?
What up, man? I'm so ready for that Pong Bowl, man. Y'all got me excited. And you know what? I already talked to Sean. I'm going to represent the triple threat, baby.
Good. Good.
Balls,
I thought you were a bandwagon. I thought you were a front runner.
This is the opposite of that. Hey, man, I'm a man of the people. And triple threat are men of the people.
Yeah,
man.
Are they now?
Are they really the men of the people? I'm not quite sure about that.
God, Benedict Arnold over there.
He ain't doing that. You know damn well he ain't doing that. That's not going to happen. I wonder what Cliff Kingsbury's thinking in his first year, though, with this Patrick Peterson news.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're trying to establish your culture. You're trying to do things your way. And now all of a sudden, a guy who already wanted out gets suspended for PEDs. I think you got to get him out of there at this point. I mean, he's already asked for a trade. Now he's suspended for PEDs. Patrick Peterson's a law-abiding citizen, too. Like, I wonder what this is going to be. It's going to be interesting to see just what exactly this is. But we've seen guys get popped for PEDs and then come out and be productive afterwards.
Don't you also kind of wait and see how you're doing as a team?
Nope.
Because, like, if you start the year 2-5, 2-4.
Then you have Patrick Peterson the year after.
I know they started 1-3 last year, but that was clearly
0-3.
0-3. That was clearly an outlier, you know, in terms of responding, because everybody talked about it. We all reiterated how hard it was to make the playoffs after 0-3. I don't know, man. I go back and forth.
Make it happen.
I'd like to see how your team is doing and how these cornerbacks that you spent some revenue on.
Don't care. Make it happen. Bring in Patrick Peterson. That's my opinion. J-Lo says sit around and wait. I think you pounce.
You know
right
who else
now.
Needs a cornerback?
The Chiefs.
The Colts.
The Colts do need a cornerback. They did draft Rocky Sin, so who knows if they expect him to start. But anybody who was looking for the services of Patrick Peterson before this suspension, the 6-game suspension that just hit the news wire, it makes more sense now more than ever, in my opinion. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Texans have already gone through the AFC. We're putting the Texans' top five moments in franchise history against the top five moments of every other NFL team. It's time to go on to the NFC. Texans 6-9 heading to the NFC South. We'll see how they match up. Keep it locked. In the Loop, lunchtime next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.